So when I was looking to transfer, it was a lot of one-on-one, and it didn't feel like I got lost in a huge university because I knew that if I came here, there was going to be someone I could talk to about every aspect of the courses I needed to take, but also too, I loved the smaller classroom sizes, and I liked how interactive and immersive all of the learning was going to be. It wasn't just going to be me sitting in a room with a couple hundred people and a professor who didn't know my name.
To find out more about transferring to William Hease University, visit peace.edu.
Welcome to the WREL Daily Download. I'm Amanda Lamb. Today's deep dive conversation is with WREL Investigates producer Randall Kerr. He's here to talk about soldiers dying by suicide and drug overdoses at Fort Bragg. Listeners, please take care when deciding to listen to this conversation about sensitive topics. Randall, welcome to the show. First of all, let's talk about the scope of the problem. What are the statistics about this?
You know, they're pretty staggering. Fort Bragg obviously has been in the middle of conflicts around the world for, gosh, probably two decades now. And they're dealing with the issues that society is right now as a whole. With the pandemic, we're talking about drug issues, mental health issues, and a reporter from Rolling Stone magazine named Seth Harp, who is a former soldier himself, just started looking around at what was going on at Bragg. And what he found was that more Fort Bragg soldiers have died at home than overseas over the past 2 years. So then he started looking into that in more depth, and he requested records from Fort Bragg, didn't quite get truthful records or complete records, so he went to a human resources office out of the Department of Defense and got the records where he received casualty reports, and it lists either an unknown cause of death or a cause of death. And the troubling trend that he saw was that suicides killed more soldiers than anything else over that two-year period. Next on that list was deaths that were determined to be drug overdoses or, based on the cause of death, likely drug overdoses or drugs contributed to it. So you're talking about mixes of alcohol and drugs that caused heart issues. And he feels that in many of those cases, the Army does not want to admit that it's a drug problem, so they list it as unknown cause of death or list some other medical condition, but clearly drugs played a role.
And also, I guess there were some training and combat injuries, but those were small. I mean, like you said, they were small compared to these other statistics.
The numbers off the top of my head, I believe there were 41 suicides during that time, and the combat slash training deaths, I think was seven.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right.
That's what I saw in your report. So how did this whole issue come to your attention? I know that you did interview the mother of one soldier who took his own life. Is that how this came to your attention, or was it the Rolling Stone article, or a little bit of both?
It was the Rolling Stone article mainly. I mean, you know, our unit has done a lot of stories on issues impacting soldiers and veterans, from healthcare to mental health, to suicide. You know, we did a long form story last year with a mother of a soldier who committed suicide, and so we've taken a lot of time looking at what resources are available to soldiers, what resources aren't available to soldiers, the stigma with mental health. While I feel since the pandemic, there's not as much stigma about mental health in the general public, it certainly hasn't gone away in the military. There's fear about seeking help, especially on base and going to your commanding officer and saying, hey, I think I'm having some issues.
Some embarrassment, I would think.
Yeah, that's how they see it. I mean, it's a macho world, and it's a sign of weakness. That's how they see it, and that's how they feel it'll be perceived if they ask for help. And with the difficulties with the health system that the VA has, going off base or post isn't always that easy. And so a lot of these soldiers just aren't getting the mental health help they need. And in many cases, they turn to drugs because of that. And it's just a cycle. It's a bad combination. And look, like I said, Fort Bragg is dealing with the same issues that society is in general. But the sheer numbers of suicide and drug overdoses based on Fort Bragg's, 52,000 active and reserve duty soldiers, it greatly outpaces society in general, what they're dealing with.
Tell me about the story of that mother that you spoke with for this report.
Yeah, we reached out to her. The mother of the woman we interviewed last year said, "I've got someone that you can talk to," and we reached out to her, and she's upset. She doesn't feel like enough was done to really investigate her death. In fact, or her son's death. In fact, she is not convinced that it was a suicide at all, and she just feels that was an easy way for Fort Bragg to hide what may be underlying issues with his death. And she's not pointing fingers at anyone, that someone else killed him. She doesn't know, but she has serious doubts that it was just a straight up suicide.
Did you get the feeling, just like she did, that the Army is sweeping a lot of this stuff under the rug and not wanting to reveal what's going on?
Yeah, the soldier's sister was certainly more upfront about that, where she really said, "What investigation?" when talking about her brother's death. So they don't feel like they're getting truthful answers about what really happened. And yes, they think it's systemic, as does Seth Harp with Rolling Stone. I mean, we asked him straight out, "Is this a cover-up?" And he said, "You could certainly call it that."
Understandable. We'll be right back after the break with Randall to talk about Fort Bragg's reaction to this report.
I chose William Peace because of the personalized education it offers, which allows students to truly know their professors. It's really possible to make genuine connections with your professors and learn intentionally here and dive deep into what you're passionate about.
A 12-to-1 student to faculty ratio is just one of the many reasons students choose William Peace University. Extra attention starts day one for career planning with their Career Services Center. Find out all they have to offer at peace.edu.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back to the WREL Daily Download. I'm talking with producer Randall Kerr. So you did get a brief statement from the 18th Airborne leadership about your report, about your inquiries, about the concerns here. What did they say?
Well, they said that they're dealing with the same issues that most of society is. And as we've talked about, that's true. The question is, that I have and Seth Harp has, is that a good enough response to this problem? Should the Army be held to higher standards to protect the people who are protecting us? In the stories that I've done on the past with soldiers and veteran issues, it's just a topic that's very important to me. And my opinion is, yes, the Army needs to be doing more to address these issues. Get out in front of these issues. Don't be just reactive to these issues. They highlighted some of the programs that they have. They highlighted increased police presence, really targeting drugs. But the proof is in the deaths. Is what they're doing working? You could certainly argue no.
Yeah, and it sounded a lot to me when I read the statement like they were targeting the illegal activity versus targeting the fact that we might have soldiers who have addiction issues that need to be treated. So really dealing more with the legality of the drugs and getting the drugs out and keeping the drugs out versus trying to help people that might have substance abuse issues.
Goes back to what we talked about before with, soldiers seeking mental health help. In theory, you could argue, well, if you eliminate the drugs from the post, then you eliminate the drug overdoses or the drug use. Yeah, that's great, but you're never going to eliminate the drugs. So what else are you going to do? Is it counseling? Seth Harp mentioned, you know, especially with fentanyl, that more needs to be done to educate soldiers on the harm that fentanyl is causing people. And it's, you know, casual drug users are dying every day from fentanyl. And it's really one of those issues, whether it's, you know, marijuana, or which is obviously, you know, much more acceptable in society these days. Marijuana can be laced. A candy bar can be laced. I mean, fentanyl is everywhere. And the issue is they're taking a stronger approach with enforcement. If they had the same aggressiveness toward treatment and making sure soldiers are getting education going into service, while they're in the service, and leaving service, because we obviously have a problem with those soldiers when they leave, that they're not getting the support once they're out of uniform. And so, you know, the question is, what more could be done? Because what is being done certainly doesn't seem to be working.
Did you get a sense of whether this is happening at other bases and posts throughout the country?
So I have a public records request in a Freedom of Information Act to the Department of Defense in Camp Lejeune to get their numbers. Anecdotally, in talking to Seth, he says that this problem is very pronounced at Fort Bragg. There's a military base in Alaska that's had a series of suicides, and they've had issues as well. But the combination of suicides and drugs, according to Seth, and we're trying to verify it ourselves, is very, very pronounced at Bragg. And it goes back to the fact that, as we mentioned in our story, with Special Forces and 18th Airborne and 82nd Airborne, I mean, they're on the presidential speed dial. If there's any problem in the world, they're the first phone call. And just the stressors of, of war is going to take your toll on anybody. And if we're going to put those young people through that, then we need to make sure that we're supporting them on the back end.
Like you said, there's a responsibility if you put people in that situation to then help them with any mental health issues they may have as a result.
Absolutely. You just can't expect people to go into a war situation, see the things they see, and be able just to erase it. They're people.
Do you think anything from this report will resonate and maybe help make some change going forward?
I think it's just going to be continually pressing them. I mean, we're going to continually follow these death reports we're going to try to get them every month to see if there's anything that shows that it's slowing down. And until it slows down, whether it's us, whether it's, families of soldiers, I mean, we need to start getting louder and louder and make change happen.
And yeah, you mentioned this a little bit earlier. I mean, why do you think it's so important to shed light on this?
You know, soldiers are, in many cases, I mean, especially the younger soldiers, I mean, they're vulnerable people. I mean, it's a tough decision to decide to join the military. It's admirable, but it's not an easy life. And they are doing this for many reasons, but among them is to stand up for this country and what this country was built on. And we owe everything to them, anything we can provide to help them do their jobs and be people, live their lives better, is worth the time, the money, the resources. We can't treat them just as rank and file.
And as you said, help them assimilate back into society, back into community when they return from a tour.
Absolutely. I mean, think about the programs we have when people leave prison. I mean, they get assimilated back into workplaces and everything. When soldiers leave, they leave. And many of them aren't prepared for it. And so what are we doing to make sure that, you know, and not just in a short term, what are we doing to make sure they can survive and prosper the first 3 months out, the first 6 months out? And as we've seen with, you know, the VA health system, decades out, they're still having problems. I mean, it's a systematic problem in the military as a whole providing the proper health care, whether it's mental health or just your physical health, providing those benefits to soldiers. And we need to get it right. It's not fair to them.
Randall, thank you so much for sharing your research. I'm sure you're going to keep up with this, and we'll continue to follow this very important topic. This has been the WREL Daily Download, a production of WREL News. Check out my two true crime podcasts. What Remains focuses on solving cold cases with forensic science. Follow the Truth is about the murder of Michael Jordan's father in North Carolina in 1993. Find What Remains and Follow the Truth in your podcast app.
Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.